at the time that Nancy and I heard about Shackley. I was a full-time plumber. Nancy was a homemaker. And at home, we had a two-month-old baby boy who is here today and is the leader in Shackley. That's kind of neat. And we had a four-year-old girl. So how did this whole thing begin for us? It began at a family reunion, sitting around a kitchen table on July the 5th, 1968, at 1 o'clock in the morning. Nancy had a lot of brothers. She had six brothers. And so I did not know what all of them did for a living. And so I asked Walt, I said, Walter, you know, what do you do for a living? And he said he worked for a company called Shackley Products in Hayward, California, as an administrator. In our conversation, as we were sitting around the table, he told us about Dr. Shackley. He told us about the philosophy. And then he told us about a product called Basic H, which little did I know was going to change our lives. He told us that this product, this concentrated cleaning product, you could, one quart would make 64 gallons of cleaner. And this is what was so amazing, because I'd never heard anything like this before. You could wash the car, you could wash the dishes, you could wash the floor, and just about everything else. And when you were done, you take the water and you throw it on the bushes. I said, I said, I'd never heard of such a product like that. And the thought that came to my head, this is 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I hear this, and I thought to myself, why wouldn't people try that product? And then he took an 8-inch paper plate. We were having some dessert. He flipped the paper plate over, and he drew three circles on the plate. And he introduced me to what we know as the Shackley Opportunity. That's how I learned about Shackley Opportunity, on the back of an 8-inch paper plate with three circles. If I was to write a book about our Shackley journey, it would be filled with stories and filled with common people doing great things. It would be filled with ups and downs, hard times and good times, moments of being overwhelmed and moments of pure joy. It would have a chapter on fear and how we learn to overcome it. It would have a chapter on learning to be a leader. I didn't know how to be a leader. As I stand here 50 years and 5 weeks later, I have and we have one dominant feeling in our heart, and that dominant feeling we have is gratitude. Thank you, Shackley. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're grateful for a teenage boy. We're grateful for a teenage boy who walked in the fields trying to strengthen his weak body and had the foresight to look around and see that there was harmony in nature. When he was walking in those fields, a philosophy was born. It would manifest itself in 1956. When Shackley Products began, a company built on philosophy, thoughtsmanship, on products in harmony with nature, products that worked and have the capacity to change lives for the better. What a privilege this is. We are grateful for the Shackley sales plan that has given us the opportunity to build a business that has fed our family, sent four of our children to college, weddings, help our grandchildren, and support the things that matter to Nancy and I. Be proud of your heritage. Be proud of your culture. And be proud today that you represent a company that provides immensely valuable products and an ethical opportunity. Each of you are endowed with a power that can change your life and can change the lives of all those people that you come in contact with. And that power, my friend, is the power of the human spirit, one of the most powerful things in this universe. And its potential is unlimited. limited. And you have untapped potential in you. Thank you for carrying the message for 30 years, 35 years. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason that makes a difference. I don't know what your rank is, but I'm telling you, you're so doggone important to Shackley. Thank you, but don't stay there. Maximize your potential. Start growing. God bless you. God bless Shackley. Thank you.